My name is Velocity Child. Every Thursday at the stroke of midnight, step into the parlor of Fallen Woman. A weekly soiree of artists on the fringe with underground thoughts and voices shared with uncensored abandon. Through provocative opinions, seductive humor, candor, and song.
I really do think the patriarchy is just as toxic to men, if not more toxic
completely.
To men.
Yeah. I agree.
It's so rigid.
Yeah.
And if you're a man that doesn't fit in that box, it's horrendous.
It's so damaging.
And not only that, but even that box. Like, think about it. Think about being a man in the 1950s. It's supposed to be like the glory days. You know, a white man, that is, the 1950s, let's be honest. But a white man in the 1950s was supposed to be like the glory days to be a man. That sucked, because you had to worry about supporting an entire family. You had all that pressure on you. You had to live up to the standard. And most men, I feel, probably felt like they couldn't live up to that standard. And that pressure was
horrible. That's a lot to live up to.
Horrible.
It's,
I mean,
so true. There's no outlet for
no
that.
No outlet. And like...
See, and that's why, like you said, it's like a cycle, because I know... Speaking to my grandfather and stuff like that, he's like, you know, us Adams men, you know, we take care of our family. Yeah, you know, that we take care of our family. So it's just like a continuous cycle. Like you said, like, it was just the pressure that was put on them at that time. And then, you know, they wanted to carry out through their kids and their grandkids and et cetera, et cetera.
But, yeah, and it's like, who could think about living on a single income now. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, you know?
Well, super yeah.
Very, very difficult.
Super
it's almost impossible.
I'm not single anymore, but friends of mine that are single can't live on one job.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Went right where I was about to go. I was going to say, I read something that said...
You know what I mean? Forget about having
60,
a fucking family.
Like, what is it, 60 or 70%.
And one person working.
60 or 70% of Americans that work a regular job cannot afford to live by themselves. That's what the statistics
yep.
is.
No, who was it that said earlier, like, oh my God, well, Femme said, oh my God, you don't have a roommate.
Yeah, I don't
you're, what did she say you were?
I don't remember what she said, but it was basically like you win the lottery or something. It was like, I was like, so lucky. You won the jackpot.
You're right.
Like, but it was like, it took years
to
get to that
point.
Yeah,
to live in this town without a roommate or being in a relationship or coexisting with someone else in an apartment.
I live in 400...
To have your own place
yeah.
by yourself
I live in,
is a goddamn accomplishment.
I live in 450 square feet. It is one room. My kitchen, my living room, my bedroom, it's all one room, and then a little tiny bathroom. I fucking love it.
Yes!
I'm never
queen.
Moving. I'm never
Do
moving.
It.
Like,
Stay
people
there.
Think, like,
Beautiful.
Oh, would you move in with some guy? And I'm like, fuck
no.
No.
Fuck
no.
Like, share
you
your
You know what?
Bathroom.
Even if I did find someone and we lock it down, I'll have my place. He has
I'm
his
keeping
place.
My place forever.
Oh my God, sharing bathrooms with guys so annoying. I don't know
you
why
know
this stupid hair
hey,
gets
You know
everywhere.
What? I share one with my husband, but we have a dope-ass place. We have several floors,
have
so I can
place.
Get the fuck away from each
you
other.
You have a fucking soaking tub.
And I have a soaking tub, and we have
you
two shower heads and... Two basins, so I don't fuck with him.
Your
fuck with
soaking
me.
Tub is my lifelong dream that I will one day
oh,
have a soaking
I
tub.
Hate, I hate myself. For
yes,
for
me. Let me take some.
I hate myself for that tub.
When I do come and visit, I'm taking
I can't
bath.
Help it. It's horrible.
All right, tell you right now. All right.
I just want to live in the soaking
said,
tub.
And you have
my
one of the most beautiful
I'm
baths ever.
I used to, for a brief period of time after my divorce,
very serious
I had an apartment that had not been renovated
Jesus.
Since the 40s.
Look, my
that had a huge ass tub.
No, I have a dope ass.
I've seen pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm
like,
I post a lot of Instagrams of me.
That's a beautiful thing.
I booked the Hotel Rivington just for the big Japanese soaking tub.
I could, if I weren't careful, I could drown in my
mouth.
No possible way in mine. Mine's like,
yeah,
tiny.
It was
you're like, no.
Cool.
And then
I can barely my ass in
there. Start feel it.
I don't fit in mine.
I could literally, if I got too high or too drunk one night, I could probably drown in my mouth.
For a while.
Malcolm Toffin, what a way to go.
Fuck it.
What a way to go.
You know,
what?
If it was my time, it was my time.
God damn
it. Yeah. Like, that is a thing of great beauty.
That's how y'all ride it. That's how y'all ride it. Like, fuck it. If I'm going to go, I'm going to go.
Hey, it was my time.
It would be funny if we got the Facebook update. Oh God, Stormy died. How'd she die? What? Well,
in her bathtub.
See, she said that's how she was going to go. Look here. That's how she said she was going to go.
She smoked
a
bowl.
Where's the weed? She smoked a bowl. I was like, where's the wood?
She smoked a bowl, had a glass. She had a bottle of champagne.
Man,
well,
the guy so thought someone was at the door. For
no,
a
it's not gonna work.
I was like, "Where's the weed?" I was like,
"She had one of these little inflating pillows behind her head, and it slipped, and she's like, ah."
I was gonna make some.
It would be funny. I mean, no, I would be sad that you were dead, but it would be a fun. Aww. I would die laughing. Part of me would be like, well, she did go a pretty good way to go.
She's like, you're like, you know what? She nailed it.
I'm like, dying of a slow, horrible disease or bathtub.
Doing something she loves, like, oh, this is nice.
Bathtub. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's like dying on stage or dying car having sex.
No,
yeah.
Horrible car, horrible tragic accident or bathtub. Car accident, bathtub.
That is
bathtub.
That is too funny.
I
would pick bathtub. If it, for real, like,
they found
bullshitting, car accident,
there was a
bathtub.
There was a
high end drunk, twisted, just accidentally. Oh fuck!
Well, there
it,
was
out.
That guy who died.
I take the bathtub.
There was the body they found. The body they found in Spa Castle.
I
want to
be nice,
everybody.
Yeah,
you
feel me?
Yeah.
I want everyone to
either
raise,
that or I want to be an old lady.
Raise
a
glass,
everybody.
Yeah.
I want to be an old ass 110-year-old lady in my bed.
Salute!
L'chaim! And I want to go out bitching too.
Wait, what's the German one? I should know that. I don't
see,
know.
I said
it's
the Swedish
Prost.
One.
I don't know.
Prost.
Skull.
I thought Prost was German.
Shotzi, my cat. There you go.
Can I have another moment of going back?
Mokoko Mosmoko.
Yeah, you want to talk about cats and dogs?
No, I want to talk about the Slip Sisters.
The what?
The Slip Sisters.
Yeah.
Slip Sisters?
The Slip Sisters.
Spill sisters.
So my favorite Spill Sister moment was when I almost, when I did get injured.
What did we do to
you? You got injured.
You don't remember this?
Was this a badass?
No. This was
you must have got pulled up on stage.
No, yeah.
Well, he stage manages my badass production.
No.
I'm raising my hand. I'm being mixed today. It was when we did a Bushwick burlesque show. It was the Bushwick burlesque pageant. And Deity
and
I
there. I saw. I
and
know Deity the story.
And Deity and I did. We did our number where.
Is that
on
mine, by the way?
I don't know. Hold on. Mm. So we did our number where we do Deanne Wood's I Think You're Freaky. And we're basically mannequins. Like, we have prosthetics to make it look like we have no genitalia and no nipples, so we look like mannequins. And he's the perverted guy working on the mannequins, and he kind of molests me. So when the lights go off and the music starts and it changes, like, the mannequins come to life. So I come to life when I take the sheet off of Deity, and she comes alive when we molest each other, but we realize that we don't have body parts. But then we look up on the pegboard, and there's tools. And there's like a saw and a welding mask. So I put on the welding mask and the saw and lay her up on the table. And then I like saw her pussy and blood goes everywhere.
Whoa.
And then, and then I spin her around and show everyone her big bloody vagina that it's real and it's not a prosthetic anymore. And then I take a big drill and I make, and it's like a big, like, made up drill. It's not a real drill, but
yo,
it like, looks crazy. So then we make it look like I'm making it, I'm fucking her with a drill, but all of a sudden, like, the table collapses while he, like, comes back out and he finds out the mannequins are fucking around and we go back to our pose. But because he's the molester, we go to fuck him in the ass with the drill. So I shove him into her pussy and the table collapses.
Oh,
and everything just goes to hell. And yeah, no, it like I was like, I think we've shattered things.
I think we broke
human bones.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Oh my gosh.
And I think it was only your head.
Yeah, I got cut down the side of
my
head here.
Gosh.
And I had bruises, but the show must go on.
Yes.
And when the table collapsed and they were billed
as
the Spill Sisters. The audience thought that was like a part of
the plan. They thought we did it on purpose. They thought the table collapsed on purpose. That was a beautiful thing.
So we just went with it.
Theater, you know, live, performance,
That's
why when you fuck up, it doesn't matter. People think you were supposed to fuck up.
It was just a great moment.
It was a great moment, yeah. And you know,
even though he had a concussion and four stitches,
yeah, I'm bent over.
It was fucking this.
I'm bent
over. Bushwick theater moment.
I'm bent over a broken table, getting fake ass fucked.
Oh, by a drill.
While I'm bleeding.
Power drill.
That's insane.
But it was a beautiful moment.
You're so optimistic, Face Boy.
He's very method.
Yes.
Because I knew I was.
And this was at Bizarre Bush.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bizarre. I knew I was going to be.
And that stage is slanted.
We were first runner up.
Yeah. I love
it's a raked stage.
Very nice.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yeah. Who won that night?
Well, we would have won. We were very close.
I was amazed.
We were one vote away. It was
we just had to bribe the judge but
my stoned ass, I'm blanking. I'm gonna have to look at my Instagram to find out.
I'm totally
but
brain farting.
I was there too. No,
but,
he just got married.
Like going back to the slips.
He just got married.
Things. But like speaking of slips, sisters, the fucking table fell out.
Right.
And of course the audience thought was that's what you're supposed to do.
And by the way, my fellow
spill
sister,
just got
out of the hospital.
Yay, Danny!
Yes, she got out of the hospital.
Poor thing.
Yes, she spent a long few. Oh, here we are.
I'm really glad she
got out. This is from that competition, and this is he won.
Oh, is that it?
Is that the photo? Yes. That's the photo.
Velvet Crayon.
Oh, yes. No, he killed it. Velvet Crayon
killed it.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
That's a
amazing.
Dope name.
That was
Velvet Crayon.
Velvet Crayon.
Yep.
Nice.
He has a band and everything. He's awesome.
Yeah. I've seen the band.
You've seen everybody.
Well.
You gonna come see me?
I might. I work all the time, but sure.
That's tonight, actually.
You're here.
No, that's tonight.
I got so much shit to
do. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because if, yeah.
We've got to, like, hang out.
Are you talking
about
the air,
on
the
story.
Air date?
Yep.
Yes.
Tonight.
I've seen.
What is happening on the 26th?
On the 26th of January of 2017, your boy Rich Nitty gonna be in Queens.
I'm
gonna be at Tavern. I'm gonna do my thing. I'm gonna talk my 1212. You already know. Anybody who's supportive of this whole group right here, from what we've been discussing to what they've been discussing before I even came here, y'all come through, pull up. Hopefully your favorites will be there. Hopefully Fafa will be there. Fada, that's what I call her. I call her Fafa because I name her Fafa.
Oh, gotta, so sweet.
You know what? I was trying not to call her that the whole time, but like, it has
to. What are you about to say? I feel like you're about
to. No, because it's like, you know, it's like the velvet crayon.
Yeah.
Yes.
When I say Fafa, it's like the velvet tongue. Like, it just feel right when I say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Fafa. But anyway, everybody's welcome. Pull up. You know, I'm going to do my thing.
Where is this again? Can you repeat that?
It is called Tavern in Jamaica, Queens. It's my first time performing in Queens. I'm just warming up and gearing up for what's to come. I'm doing South by Southwest again this year.
Ooh, nice.
And,
you a rapper?
I'll be out there. Yeah, yes, I am. But I'm also, you know, I write. But
and he comes with me to Fashion Week and does
rapping is one of your
mediums. And like,
oh, come on, let's talk about
that. The most amazing.
So that's why I'm here. Just for the people, the viewers out there, like, I'm kind of like, you know, Fada, she's like a model / rapper. Like, she has an entourage, but her entourage only consists of me, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm multi-talented, and she's multi-talented, and we just
well,
make.
Well, my entourage does not only consist of you.
Ooh, damn!
Just say that. It just sound good.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm just frying.
Come through. It's true. I was under the weather today. I didn't feel great. I didn't feel great. I'll be honest. I was sniffly, but it was so important to come here. I took
so
therapy.
Glad you came here.
Thank you. It was great to
meet you. Because you know what? Can I say something? Oh shit. God, see? There you go.
That's okay with her long legs.
Always the German.
But not on some...
Always the German, never the Jew.
But not on some
I destroy everything.
This woman right here, she hit me up. She said, listen, I don't feel good at all. I said, listen, are you still going to do the show? She was like, I don't know.
I did not say I don't know. No, listen.
You said, I don't know, but I need...
radio right now.
But listen, you said, I don't know because I don't feel good. She said, hold up, I'm going to clear it up. She said, I don't know because I don't feel good, but I really, really want to.
She was listening to
I need to be there. Yeah. Exactly. So she was just like, so listen, let's go. And I says,
this is exactly what I said. I said, I am not going to be as cute as I planned on being for these people.
Well, we're not on fucking camera, so who gives
a shit?
But
you know what it is? Sometimes it's like when
we didn't hire you. We didn't have you come over to do a fucking photo shoot. We had to come over to talk about shit.
I have like PTSD from being a model. I'm like, no, must.
I be trying to tell her she was fun.
You know what I mean?
And like, my stripper
I'm not even gonna sit here and try to sugarcoat it like, oh, she's always gorgeous, so exquisite.
Like,
no, she always fun. She always popping. Every time I see her, she good. That's how she do.
I just want to comment. You can't see this, view, listeners, but Farrah's lashes are like 9 inches long. Not really, but her eyelashes are like. I wouldn't say they're like
they're
two.
They're like Betty Boop cartoon.
They're like crazy.
That
That's
and
why
they're
he
real.
Made the giraffe comment.
Oh my god.
You can have beautiful eyelashes.
You can tell they're real, and I'm sitting right next to her, and
he
I'm
was
like,
mad
oh my
his
god.
His girl ain't have them. Yeah. That's what it was.
I'm gonna hold my little tiny dick like
yeah. Oh, did you
gonna,
see my comment?
Like,
oh my god.
We're gonna do what we
I'm
always
getting,
do.
I, yes.
Turn nothing into something.
I am
something.
Sitting
turn
here with these girls
positive.
And
yeah.
They are commenting.
So, while we are talking shit.
While we are talking shit about this guy, I'm getting notifications from Julia and Stormy. Stormy says, Stormy the other NY commented,
I'm sure she's
8.5 inch dick. It's only as big as his thumb, though. Juliet replies, that's a pickle, right?
Hold on, what Facebook said?
Gherkins.
Let me just add, not just...
Now, he did, but he said
can
it.
I just
he
add
said it verbally.
To, I'm just going to add, not to... to penis shame small penises because you can work a small penis if you're skilled.
See, that's you know what? I give really mad respect to the one guy.
You can do it.
Yeah, you one of the two guys I have with a small penis, and he front up told me, he's like, look, I'm going to tell you right now, what you're grabbing for right now, you're not going to like, but I'm going to tell you what I can do for you.
See, someone can work that
shit. This woman just Googled pickle.
I'm interested.
But the thing is,
they're like the Cornishans.
No man, no matter any size of their penis, should be sending an unsolicited dick pic to a woman.
Thank you.
That's what the point is.
Or freaking out and threatening
gentlemen,
them.
Once again, what? This is my PSA announcement.
Yes. Let them
excuse
know.
Excuse me, I had to burp some champagne.
I mean, but they be thirsty, though. You can't blame
gentlemen.
Women do be looking good.
Stop.
And they be thirsty. But it's not right.
Stop.
But it's not right. I'm not saying it is.
Gentlemen. All gentlemen.
They be thirsty. Keep your
mouth. I got it.
Men that are not total gentlemen, this is a PSA announcement. Do not, I repeat, do not send a dick pic unless, one, it is asked for, or two, you were already sent a vagina or tit pic.
Yes.
Thank you.
Which I definitely didn't.
You've
agreed.
You
I would not send
one.
Someone else's.
End of the PSA announcement. There is no other situation in which you should send a dick pic.
Because we will show it to everyone we know and make fun of it.
Okay. Or I will figure out who your mother is and I will send it to her.
Can I say something? People don't learn from other people's mistakes. And you know what's crazy? I see that all the time on Instagram.
Yeah.
I see girls doing that. They post, yo, look what this scumbag sent me.
They should.
And I'll be like, yo, that's funny. Look, he got called out. Next thing I know, I see another one and another
girls
one. And I'm like, yo, what y'all motherfuckers gonna learn? They out here, y'all trying to...
But you know what? It's like, my husband has this theory. He calls it the zombie theory. Like, it only has to happen once for people to believe that it actually is a thing.
Right.
Or, true. Like, there's a lot of backstory to being the zombie theory, but bear with me real quick. We're all high.
Like,
okay, and at the end of things, no, it's like, just bear with me. Look, there's a backstory. I'd have to bring him. I could call him real quick, but he'll be really annoyed that I called him about this.
You could put him on speakerphone.
Right.
No,
I can't lifeline this right now.
No lifelines.
At the end of the day, can we just short story this? At the end of the day, at some point, that guy
starting again
made the cat call or talked that shit or did whatever he did, and it fucking worked.
What?
That one fucking time, that fucking poor
soul,
horrible little insecure traffic bitch fucking got suckered into dealing with his ass. I'm sorry. Or was sold to him or whatever. Like, it worked for him once. And he thinks that it's going to work on everyone.
Yes. Stormy, where
it took one time for it to work. It took one girl to go, okay. Mm-hmm. What? It took one girl for him to drug or one girl for him to do whatever. And then it was like, oh, well, I can do it again.
Well, and then it becomes addictive.
You know what I mean? Or it becomes, well, it's this power for me. And then they just start doing it.
Real quick, where can we find you online, my love?
We talked about this earlier, didn't we?
Yeah, we're on episode 3 now.
Oh, shit.
We're doing 3 episodes? I'm wrapping it up.
I'm
been recording?
Yeah. 2 hours and 17 minutes.
Only one person got naked.
When I first came to New York, I was living in Washington Heights. And like late night, you know, I'm smoking my weed, and I wasn't shit on TV, and I had
cable access.
Yep, I'm watching that motherfucker, and I see some old naked. No, it's this old naked woman, and I'm like
with a really dark, wrinkly tan,
with like straight from Florida.
Yes,
so I'm like, damn, was she? And you know, it's late, and I'm lonely. So I'm like, yo, she kind of look alright. And then I caught it at the end. So, you know, that's when all her guests come out. They bucky naked. They dancing.
Yeah,
man, listen. I know about Robin Burr. You better stop.
When I was working at Paradise Club, she used to come in there and pull women off the stage for her recording show, for her show that night.
Mm-hmm.
You get pulled off the stage, guaranteed some money, and just show up to the studio and just do your thing on her camera.
Oh my God!
I'm sure I was catching. That's the thing. Like, psychologically, I was like, I'm playing myself.
So real quick,
this ain't right now.
Okay, so real quick, they look too throwback. She's been doing it
before
for a while.
I forget, because I have to say this, so I just have to cover myself. My opinions are not. I don't represent the entire UN. They are mine alone.
Right.
I am an activist. I don't get paid. So for all the people that don't like my opinions because they're racist and terrible, you can't get me fired because I'm an award winner. And that's what I wanted to address. I won an award, the International Distinguished Youth Leadership, International Distinguished Humanitarian Youth Leadership Award from NCWUS. The website, if you want to donate, mm-hmm. is www.ncwus.org.
Yes.
It is .org, yes. Sometimes it's .gov with our entities, mm-hmm. but it's .org.
The government.
Yes. But, so it says a lot about what we do, and that's, so whatever misinformation these individuals are spreading, that you can pay your way to the UN or whatever, that is a total lie. I'm flat out telling you right
but,
now.
But, you know, the reason they have to hide their identity most of the time is because 90% of the people do consider the source.
Yeah, and they're trying to discredit. They're trying to discredit what we do. But here's the thing. Martina, if you and your little racist homies can get into the UN so easily, I'll see you there. I've had so many people say that to me, that it was supposedly so easy, that I had an in, I did this and that. I'm like, well, you do it too.
if you do the work.
Right.
If what you work are you doing?
Exactly.
What work are you doing to help other human beings? And you're not doing anything but going on Twitter and making ironic fucking
armchair activists.
Memes
we call
and
them
shit.
That. Armchair activists.
Yes.
I'm like, I didn't see you in real life.
I didn't
see you.
You're not doing shit other than posting memes.
Right.
And racist shit.
I literally, I didn't see you throwing the hands when these dudes' boyfriends would find us during outings and try to, ambush us. We would be here trying to fight them off these women you weren't there though
they just want to sit back in their own chairs and call you a social justice warrior
right when they have no clue.
And it's a bad thing
exactly so that's all I had to say first of all just to make it
and
clear.
Where do we find you on the internet directly
so you can check out my site I mentioned mm-hmm. it in the earlier parts of the
movie,
but
we're on part three
right and it was we've gone so
now,
long
so
we're like on part three if
I know
you can...
Fallen Woman on Radio Free Brooklyn folks.
Yes.
Radio Free Brooklyn
Radio Free Brooklyn. Follow
yes.
me.
Radio Free Brooklyn.
And in light of the political climate, please help keep censorship-free independent radio alive.
Yes.
By visiting
even for those mangy bastards.
www.radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge, and you can donate as little as $1 a month.
Yes.
That's in 6 months. That's the price of a cocktail.
Perfect.
Hey, and you shit can racists can talk shit because it even means free speech for you motherfuckers too.
Yes,
actually,
it does.
Depending on the
bar.
You know what I mean? Even as much as I disagree with you,
yes,
it means you can say what the fuck you want to say too.
Absolutely.
Actually, in a year,
doesn't mean I have to fucking work
in New York.
You.
That's
right.
Almost
right.
The price of a cocktail.
And I will say this: I would like to keep in contact with you and meet up with you and learn more about what I can do and other things going forward.
Thank you so much.
There's a whole conversation I'd love to have with you, which we don't have. We can't go on a fourth episode.
Oh, no.
Well,
I would have
loved
to.
Just be
to
a
fourth I would have
but I
would
say you
can
find
I say
me
something?
At StormyLeatherNY on Instagram or Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a few tattoos, but we don't have a lot of time, but I will show you one out of one.
Yes.
We're
going
to see
naked?
Four.
Naked.
You have to pick one out of four, and if you can guess which...
I want the titty one.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have a titty one.
Yeah,
real quick.
I want the ribcage one.
Oh, but it's going to be a stupid question.
I know the ribcage one. I've seen it.
Or do you want
yeah,
the butt
but they
one?
Don't.
Show it off, babe.
Do you want the rib one or the butt one?
Whichever
rib
one is
one.
Well,
rib
the butt
one.
One's nice, too.
Right. Whichever one you think is
the all right, best. She requested the lady's choice.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's because I'm a fellow Scorpio.
Oh,
Scorpio
women
but
are
I'm not.
Representing.
I'm
kidding. Scorpio.
No, everyone always asks me, oh, you're Scorpio. I'm like,
yeah,
no.
You're Pisces.
Can I tell you my favorite thing about that that's only the second reason why I got that tattoo.
But my favorite reason about that tattoo is that you came backstage one night and you said to me, Velocity, because see, I got a lot of tattoos. She's like, I'm getting a scorpion tattooed on me tomorrow. Where should I get it done? And I just...
No. It wasn't here. It was when I was in Scotland.
No, you meant on your body. But whatever. You remember
I was in Scotland.
But you said, where on the body? And you were kind of naked at the time, so I totally, sized up your frame. And I was like, dude, right under your tit. Right there.
Yep. Perfect.
That's why I called it the tit tattoo.
No, the fat bastard.
But then you came
out
and were so
bastard guy behind the counter.
That shit hurt.
No, the guy behind the counter at the tattoo part was like, oh, you're still getting it on your ribs, eh? And I was like,
that's
yeah.
A tough place
he goes,
to get it.
Oh, I wish I could video you. He goes, that's going to hurt. He goes, that's going to hurt. And this was a big, huge dude telling me, oh, it's going to hurt. And I'm like, I've had a tattoo before, whatever. And they did it, and I was like,
right.
But as a fellow Scorpio, I was so honored that you asked me that. I was like, oh, yeah. you came home, you're like, does your
and then I did a show that night with a fucked up bra around.
Are Scorpios.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm November 1st. You are
3rd.
Yes.
Hey, I'm a Pisces, and you can find me online.
We know that lady.
But
you need your own apartment because you're not staying here.
I'm never fucking.
You don't have to go
apartment.
Home, but you can't stay.
I'm
here.
I'm never leaving. I'm gonna die in that apartment. I'm gonna.
Listen, fellas,
with all your
fellas.
Face.
Juliet Jasky, Juliet spelled like Romeo and people. Don't give me those two T's and an two E's. What the hell? Don't do the Starbucks.
No.
Butcher my name. Jeske's J-E-S-K-E. I got the Twitter. I got the fucking Instagram. I got the...
She got the key.
I'm not going to add you on Facebook. Don't even try. Just go to my fan page. Because I'm not. Because I have too many weird... Okay, here's the problem with Facebook. I used to add anybody, and then you find crazy men.
Sure. Yeah. Seriously. Oh my God. So I've been on your threads. I'm like, who are these people?
Just kick them off.
Yeah.
Well, some of them are straight spouses.
And I engage because I get high. I'm like, what the fuck?
Some of them are straight spouses. Crazy. Some of them are straight spouses, so I'll add any straight spouse. It's people who are married to gay people. Oh, that's my whole dark, horrible story. Anyway. But that's a lot of them are straight spouses, and so that's why they have political beliefs that are like, what? But then some of them are friends and relatives from Missouri, and there you go.
That's so funny.
Can't kick them off because I'm like, I like you as a person. I don't agree with any of your crazy politics, but that's okay.
And we gotta go.
Well, Rich Nitty.
Yes. I like how you used to say that one time.
Rich Nitty?
Woo!
Tell them your gram.
My gram?
Where go for you?
My Instagram is Rich. R-I-C-H underscore Nitty, N-I-T-T-Y.
I think you're a beard genetic Instagram, too.
Yes, it's pretty
magnificent.
You were a pleasant surprise ingredient to
yes.
the batch.
Yes, cheers to that.
You know what, guys?
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
No, before you do that, I didn't share quickly my Instagram, then we can get rah-rah-rah.
Okay, go
but
ahead.
Real quick.
Okay.
Do it.
At Farrah the Official, because that's where this all started.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
The impetus
sure.
of all of this.
Everything.
At F-A-R-A-H, one R, Z Official. And add me, and you can find links to all my other
things.
And
my lashes.
Bitch.
And yes.
Did you hear this?
And Faceboy. Yeah. At Faceboy.com.
It's just because the light's coming right behind them, and I keep seeing these huge lashes.
Faceboy.com.
Faceboy.
I'm at Peaceboy. Peaceboy.
Peaceboy. What?
I like that.
I like Peaceboy.
I
should
that.
See if that's amazing.
I do too.
And again, Faceboy, if you didn't already know, Faceboy is bisexual, so he doesn't discriminate. So anyone wants to tap some Faceboy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
But that was a really good Freudian step.
It was. Peaceboy.
Faceboy.com.
Faceboy.
And promoting.
You don't
love.
Mind me pimping you out. Am I okay pimping
you
out?
Hey, and if
you
flash back in time, you'll hear us on his own radio show on Saturday.
And the tagline for my show is promoting peace, love, and mindfulness.
Oh, so you were saying, see, I feel bad I'm pimping you out. I feel terrible.
Huh? I cut you off. I'm sorry. Because you were saying something about
we were
going to
do
Facebook.
Something.
Oh, no. What I was saying was this. Shout out, a special shout out to you.
Yes.
Because if it wasn't
for
you.
For talking to that crazy lady.
To a crazy bitch.
Cheers.
Yes.
Cheers.
He stood up to
for
a crazy
me to go.
Person. Pro.
What? Oh, that girl.
Ohio.
She slid in that DM. Thank
no.
you all for sliding
straight
in
up,
my DM.
Because if it wasn't for you, you know what I mean? Like, this all wouldn't be
and
possible.
And you were there. You saw all the people
no,
from my team. They were like,
it.
Don't say anything.
It.
And I was like, no.
I witnessed it.
This is for the people that have been affected by this person. It might not be a big deal to you,
but
it matters to, it matters.
But honestly, and you know what? And it matters so much with you that I respect you so much because you let it, like, me on the outside looking in, I'm like, I know this is wearing this person out. I know that this person is like going so hard that it has to get to them at some point, but you just keep going and you keep striding, and I salute you for that, and I appreciate that. Whether it comes from the Black Lives Matter movement, whether it comes from the LGBTQ movement, whether it comes from survivors in the military and just you know serving our country, like I've seen you do it all personally. And, you know, I might get on my funny shit here and there, but I'm an artist and I'm a rap artist, but whatever, it doesn't matter. I appreciate the real. And V, I appreciate you for having this program for people out there that's really listening.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, Faceboy, a.k.a. Peaceboy, keep it in peace. Hopefully one day you want to invite me to be to your show.
I
would love to come on your show and really talk, because it wasn't about me. It was about me just being an outsider and just like really understanding and learning more about Farrah and working with her, but more importantly, how it just sprouted into like us all just coming together about one important situation. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I'm definitely gonna hit that.
Yes.
But also speaking out against like something that affects us all.
But and you too, especially. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes, Stormy. Like it Stormy, really affected like you it,
everybody, really. Everybody in this room, from, you know, I guess you could say, you know,
so like it affected us. The
we was talking. Hold up, remember how we was talking about the Jerry Springer shit and all that? This, that, and third. This is my final.
Thought.
Yeah,
you're gonna do the final moment.
Right.
So this is your final.
This is my final thought.
Oh, he started the final moment.
Exactly, because that's what we said we was gonna do, right?
Right. Yes. All right. Right.
So, like I said, starting with V, real quick. Thank you, and I appreciate you for having this program and you opening up opportunities for other people that feel like they don't really have a voice and they're not being heard to be heard. Thank you, and I appreciate you, sweetie.
Thank you.
Face Boy, a.k.a. Peace Boy, you doing your thing. Keep doing your show. You know what I'm saying? You out here and you about. And it don't matter. It's all love all day, every day. And I would love to do your show. Stormzy. My motherfucker Stormzy. This woman Stormzy. Right here. Stormzy. Listen. They fed me some drinks, y'all.
Yeah.
And there's a
ball
going
around.
Some pizza and some weed.
And some pizza and some weed. So I got to say something. But at the end of the day, you know what? Your bravery, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that, like, you and this one connected, and it connected the frequencies between this one and this one, and then this one, like, that shit is beautiful, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Big up to me, whatever. Juliet.
Yes, babe.
Juliet.
I snort,
you
babe,
like,
I
you
snort.
Like, you like the younger, older sister that we all never had.
Yes.
And
I have told her
yo,
today,
and like times, but we and it's crazy because we all might have our differences, but we gonna pay the most attention to you because you the voice of the reason, or you are the
she
voice of reason.
Has been my voice of reason.
And this is just for like again, this is just for my overall final thought. And I'm here, and I embrace it, and I really really vibe tonight, and I wish I would have said more, but I'm gonna say it because it wasn't about me. It was about the importance of getting out the message. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And as somebody from the outside looking in, I felt like I didn't want to put anything out there that wasn't going to be reciprocated to the people that's listening. So I'm going to shut the fuck up. No, for real. No, I'm keeping it real. That's the problem. People that don't know what they're talking about, they say things and it's just like, it's like, yo, just shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Oh. Just shut up. Even myself. So tonight, I was quiet.
Amen.
I like that. No, I like that. But like,
No. I love y'all, man.
Well, we love it.
Let's,
love
on that note, man. I think we should all raise a glass.
Yes.
You ain't say what's tight. Hey.
Yes, I didn't say what's tight. Absolutely right.
You ain't say what's tight.
I admit, I'm raising a glass.
Yes,
okay, salute.
Let's go. Von what?
I don't remember. It's all good. Otto von Bismarck, my cat.
Okay.
Final thoughts.
Yes.
Final thoughts. I feel deeply honored.
Thank you.
To be a part of this too.
My final thought would
and
just
I
be
thank
like,
you.
Thank
neo-Nazis
you.
Suck.
My final thought is, above all the shit talk and the back and forth and what's going to happen tomorrow. Yeah, I know.
Dare not speak its name.
It's just important that we all still have open, honest conversations. And
yes.
As much as we don't fucking like the opposite side, you still have to listen to it. You still have to do your research. You still have to
educate yourself.
Yes, because we all know fake news is out there. Both sides do it. We got to do our own research. We can't just post willy-nilly. We got to stay strong. We got to speak up for those that can't speak. We've got to... We've got to speak out against hateful speech, as in this person. This, like I said, this goes beyond shit talk or trashing a performer. This is not what this is about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is about someone owning up to their views and their views being harmful or inciting violence to minorities and other people.
Yes.
And I
do want to learn more and how I can do more, and as we all should, if you have any sort of privilege, know how to use that to better other people's lives.
Right.
That's the only fucking reason why I have any reason to say anything.
And my final thought is that I can't wait for all of us to gather on the balcony after this recording and, like, just take in the world and the fresh air.
Yes.
And
freeze our asses off.
And well, be thankful.
Let's not go there. At this point, we're not going to feel it, honey.
Fuck y'all. I'm going to stay in here.
We're not going to feel it at this point.
She's
going to be
scared from the
window. Thing. Are you kidding?
This
I'm so big.
This was such a great interview. I just want to say thank you all so much for finding me, for reaching out to me, for embracing me to the burlesque community. Oh. No, thank
of
you
course.
So much.
Thank you for
sticking
your neck out
as beautiful
like that.
As you are, I hate to be a sexist male jerk that's sending you a dick pic. Could you please come to burlesque show and take your clothes off?
Yes. I freaking will.
Could
okay,
you create
this
a number into
this
which
is,
you
I will
remove your clothing
you
sensually
you want to perform
political
in my
statement?
Final badass production after 13 years. You are welcome.
I will fuck
okay,
you up, Julia.
You know what?
I will
you
fuck
have,
you up.
I just want, this
know,
is
just,
why burlesque is so dope. Because
can you come
they,
and
I,
remove your clothing sensually while making a political statement?
But
please?
I cannot be as good as you. You really
no,
think I would be good enough
so
to do
that's
going to
be tough, guys.
No.
Guys.
All you got to do is just go up
as,
on stage, serve
as
some
management,
attitude,
I'm
going to
keep it real. That's going to be tough.
Where'd you get out of here? First of all, management knows. Nobody put baby in a corner, okay?
No,
damn!
We're talking.
Where's
but,
the popcorn?
But what?
I'm gonna go get some popcorn.
I got it in the bag, but hold up. Let's
no,
figure
no.
this out
but,
first.
But there you go, because I have earned such a respect and such a love for burlesque, and that's what I wanted to say. That's part of what made me keep going with this situation.
Oh.
The deeper I got, the dirtier it got, the more
yeah.
shocking
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
And I would meet so many beautiful souls. Like you all, and I would be like, you know what?
It was like
no,
a Pandora's
for
box.
All the five people that are not feeling what I'm doing, that think I'm crazy, that I'm ratchet, mm-hmm. whatever, there's somebody like Velocity, somebody like Storm.
And times
like
us,
Julia.
And if you were to take us, times fuck. I mean, if even any of our friends and fans, if they listen to this, or to meet you, or to know what you do, or to know the conversations that we've had, they would be like, oh, fuck yeah. You know, so you can take us times, I don't know, whatever. I mean, there's at least 100 more of us or more.
You all are
so
amazing. And I just wanted to say, like, there's no... There's
I'm
no,
at Slipper Room Saturday night midnight show.
I love it.
Excellent.
And to the burlesque community, real quick, there's no room for hatred, for evil, for
we're just
any
there to
any
entertain
of,
and fuck around.
No,
and to make parody of sexuality. We're
and
not
the things
here
that's
fucking...
been happening to you all, having your addresses aired out, like I can do that. The like I can find out location, latitude, longitude.
No,
like,
anybody
Jack
can.
Buckbeat,
to
whatever
do
your
that
face
is
harassment.
Yeah, it's
harassing
and it's illegal.
I don't even want to be the cause of physical harm or death or misfortune to even a racist, because
apparently they're saying we need to shut the fuck up.
Okay, so we're wrapping
no,
it up.
We're
but
I just
wanted to
be,
say that.
It's supposed
that,
to be four.
But
harder.
We also knew, like no. she's like, oh, it's gonna be a 2-hour show. Here we were at
yes.
four.
But
yeah.
final thought, we stand with you. You guys are not alone. If anything, even non-related to burlesque, anything at all, a human rights violation, if you know someone who's getting, you know, a victim of domestic violence, who's in a situation, even if you can't go to the police, we are not about snitching, about getting people locked up, about airing people out. Trust me, like, we're about helping. There's always someone you can turn to. I am always here to listen.
And we're very honored,
amen.
By the way, to have you in our corner.
No,
amen.
I'm here for
amen.
You. I'm here for you. So slide in that DM. Hit me on my website. I'm here. I write. And this is why I do what I do. So thank you. Thank you, each and every one of you, so much for giving me the opportunity. And I love you. I love you
aww.
All. And I'm definitely going to be all in burlesque. You guys better show me love when I come to the burlesque
of
show.
Of course.
Yes. Like I said, Saturday,
yes.
Slipper
Room
Midnight.
For those of you in the future, it's already happened, but you can catch me there anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you all. Yay.
Oh my God.
That was completely up.
That was so good. It's a crap
Silence lives behind the padlock gate as a glimmer of future sparks, a light bulb rattling around the brain, ceaselessly stimulated by vast ideas of change in many directions and many crossroads leading to the truth behind choice and chance, destiny and fate, bullshit, reality, desire, loss. How much does the answer cost us today? Is it sleep or sanity? Maybe it's innocence, stumbling along rebelliously happy, oblivious to the oblivion waiting for us at the end of this fever dream, sweating out the psychedelic toxins until we arrive on our deathbeds, waiting to be born one more time, rolling the dice as if it were an after party for God. And we know that everything's perfect, even when it's hideous, and we're bending over for expensive answers to none of our business yet. While we tear each other apart, making everyone pay for their reality tunnel and its stubborn afterbirth of hate crime and war, power over complete strangers like an ego hand job from the church, a blessing from television, and a big fat kiss from Satan himself.
She lit up the candle, showed me the way. to forget. I called up my captain, said, please bring me my wine. Haven't had that spirit here since 1969. And still those voices are calling from far away. Wakes me up in the middle of the night just to hear them say, welcome to the Uptown California. Such a lovely place. Such a lovely place.
nothing to kill or die for, no religion to imagine all.
Because all the children soaked it up, and the house had splinters because there wasn't enough to go around. So the sleep was rough with one eye wide open on the broken door. Gotta watch out for those footmen. Gotta watch out for them whores. They'll take you on vacation as fast as look at you. You'll forget who you are before Barbie does, and your mommy won't be there when the gun is aimed in your direction. Run like a son of a bitch in the sunshine like it's midnight. Don't ever remember that horrible dress stained and ripped when you skipped one town for another like an angry gypsy. Spitting up your tobacco today, just another lost soul you ate along the way to your bedroom tonight. The mirror wants to know why, and you still don't have an answer for it.